Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Paul Hanna is on the line from Tallahassee, Florida. Paul, welcome to PT.
Thank you. Hi, Fred.
Hello.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
Paul, what's your musical background?
Well, I have a bachelor's degree in music ed. Although I didn't do a career in it, I did one in computers. And I'm a trombone player.
And are you the same Paul Hanna who did an arrangement of movement from a Mahler symphony for brass quintet that we played on PT?
Yes, I am.
Aha!
And the Air Force group did a wonderful job in that performance.
The Air Force Reserve Brass Quintet, I believe it was. Well, it was a beautiful arrangement.
Well, thank you.
It's an honor to have you on the show.
It's an honor to be here.
Well, Bruce is about to play his piano puzzler. We'll see if you can pick out the hidden tune and name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. If you happen to get stuck on either one, I actually don't know what's coming either. So if need be, we could brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Paul Hanna, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. That was lovely.
That was incredible.
Thanks.
Paul, what do you hear in that piano puzzler?
Well, I didn't recognize the underlying composer's piece, but I thought I heard mostly Chopin.
Well, it's very close. They overlapped in time. I was thinking of somebody else, but...
Well, then, at the very beginning, I said Brahms.
Yes. Well, that is who I had in mind.
Johannes Brahms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I heard the two against three.
Yes. Well, there's plenty of that. Yes, it's very Brahms, and Brahms is the answer.
Good. Okay.
Okay. In the style of Johannes Brahms. Yeah. Excellent. Now, what about the hidden tune?
Now, that was incredible. I kept on hearing it, and I said, this is a melody I've heard before. And it finally dawned on me it was Ina Kleinenach music.
Correct. Correct.
That was wonderfully hidden in there.
Well, you know, it's right there, but it doesn't seem like it's right there.
Yeah.
You know?
It's in such a different musical context.
Yeah, especially at my, you know, this thing. You know, it's da 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 da. It's all there, and that becomes very different.
Particularly when you broaden it out.
Yes, you know, and the harmonies, it's in minor.
That's right.
See, but the tune is not in minor. But I harmonized it in minor. And, you know, with that two against three.
I didn't get it until about you were almost done.
Well, you know, that's pretty good, because often I have to play it two or three times. So almost done is kind of great. That's great.
Paul, are you getting any help by any chance?
Any help?
Yeah.
Well, my wife was listening on the other line.
Ah.
And her name is Christine, and she was a piano. She's retired, but she was a piano teacher. But we always listen to the program, and it's a tag team match to see who can get it first.
Oh, fun. Nicely done. Christine, are you on the line there and just being quiet?
Yes, I am.
Well done, the two of you. Nice work. Great teamwork. So, Ina Kleinenachtmusik in the style of Brahms. This is one of those rare times when the tune is from one classical composer and it's rewritten in the style of a different classical composer.
Right.
So, nicely done, Christine and Paul. Ina Kleinenachtmusik rewritten as Johannes Brahms. And Bruce, now that we know, can we hear the whole thing one more time?
Sure, sure.
Ina Kleinenachtmusik, that melody by Mozart, which in its usual context is so bubbly and fun and ebullient, rewritten in the style of Johannes Brahms with reflective autumnal qualities. This week's Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolph, and the whole thing was puzzled out by Paul and Christine Hanna calling from Tallahassee. Paul and Christine, perfectly done. That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Great to have you. Paul and Christine, how do you normally hear Piano Puzzlers?
On WFSQ.
From Tallahassee, Florida.
From Tallahassee, yes.
Paul and Christine, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred, and thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.